Welcome, everyone. This is David Greenwalt of Leanness Lifestyle University. Today, I'm very excited. I have on the phone with me the 2011 Bootcamp 14 Female Grand Champion, Sarah Burr. Sarah, welcome.
Thanks.
Well, let's just get right to this and share some of your story with the listeners. And if you would, just tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, how old, tall, family, just anything you want to share.
Okay. I've been married for about 19 years. I'm the mother of an 11, 12, and 15-year-old. I work part-time at the hospital teaching a couple exercise classes and at the senior center. I'm 45, 5'6", and never felt better.
That's a good introduction. So you're a wife, you're a mom, you're in your mid-40s, living it, and feeling really good right now. So that's a great introduction. Well, how did you find the Leanness Lifestyle program? What initially drew you to us?
Somewhere along the line, I thought I should become a personal trainer because I wanted to find out the secret. And I attended a couple seminars. And through these seminars, I ran into Coach Tom, and he mentioned something during lunch about his wife going from size 14, I might have that wrong, to a size 4. And I looked at him like, oh, please, I've heard this so many times. A size 14 to a size 4, please. I've been a 12 my entire life. I think I came out of the womb a size 12. You know, I've tried everything. And so that's when he got my attention. And, of course, lunch went on and was over, and we went our separate ways. And then 6 months later, we met again at a similar seminar and visited and just kind of built that relationship and traded emails, and then he sent me your book. And up until that point, I had never heard of Leanness Lifestyle. I don't know how, but I think I got an email from you. I was, you know, skeptical and not big into participating on the World Wide Web. That wasn't, you know, I'm 45, I'm a little older generation, so that wasn't my cup of tea. Hardly even buy, I don't even buy anything over the internet too much, that whole fear factor. But because I knew Coach Tom, and there must have been something in his voice that, you know, I trusted, and of course he sent me the book, and right away when I got that book, I didn't read it from, you know, the beginning to the end. I went right to the exercise section, and I thought, okay, I'm going to find the clue. That's that nugget that I've been looking for that's going to make me look like those people in those fitness magazines. This must be the book. I'm going to figure it out. And then you kept sending me those emails and put a little pressure on, you know, it's going to fill up fast. Hurry up. Join. And I thought, well, what the heck? I have nothing to lose. So I went ahead and said, yes, sign me up.
That was a big step. I mean, I can tell, you know, I know you well enough now especially, but just hearing you kind of go back over that must have really been a big step for you to just go ahead and actually click the buttons and do whatever to actually sign up for something like this.
Yeah, it sounds kind of silly. You know, I've spent a lot of money on books, tapes, seminars. I've met other professionals. I've searched out 3 or 4 gym owners who are professional bodybuilders, all looking for that nugget. Why can't I look like them? And nobody has been able to touch me in the way or convey the message or teach me whatever I needed to learn and put it all together in a package that Sarah could do it. Obviously, I didn't know what 80% food, 20% exercise looked like. I was all about the exercise. I have always been about the exercise and just thought I could eat whatever I want. I'll just exercise a little more. It's always worked up until probably when I started having kids. Then, you know, exercise after my first child or my last child went to kindergarten, I thought, hey, it's time for me. It's time for mom to get back into shape, do the things she loves to do, meet new people, get active again. So what I do, I signed up for the gym, went to the personal trainer. I thought, I'm going to pay the big bucks. I'm going to do it right this time. They're going to tell me how to do it. I'm going to solve the mystery. Went to the gym, drank the shakes, took the supplements, worked harder than I've ever worked before in my life, came home, took a nap, exhausted, lost 6 pounds. did it for about a year, walked every day, went to the gym at least 3 times a week. I lost 6 pounds in 1 year. On Lena's lifestyle, I lost 40 pounds in 5 months. That is like, can you believe that? That's incredible.
That's, well, you know, one of the things it struck me, and it's, you know, it might strike some of the listeners too, is, well, tell us a little bit about your history with weight, because I realize that, you know, you'd never heard of Lena's lifestyle, and that's not a surprise. We're a really small company, you know, almost a boutique, but we're very personal, and I think that's one of the things that separates us. But, you know, we're not Weight Watchers, in other words, globally known. You had to have tried other programs. This Lena's lifestyle, I was going to say, could not have been your first attempt at getting rid of the weight. So if you would, tell us a little bit about your history with weight, you know, and you did share, you know, the one program where you did the shakes, did the exercise, and, you know, you lost 6 pounds in a year. But did you have any other previous diets and battles and so forth before Lena's lifestyle? And, you know, give us just the quick rundown on where your weight has been since it got to a point where, like you said, you were a size 12, you know, coming out of the womb. So what have you tried? Where has your weight been before us?
As a young child, I have a sister that's 2 years older than me, and she was the tall, blonde, skinny, blue eyes. I was everything opposite of that. And, you know, in the 70s, they wore the tight T-shirts, and then they had the smocks. Well, I remember going shopping at age 8, 9, and I always had to buy the smock because it hid all those little places, you know, that those tight T-shirts showed. So that was the start. And I just always tried to stay active as a way to, in my mind, I thought if I was always active, then I would never get overweight. I reached my highest weight of 170. When I got pregnant with my first child, I gained 30 pounds and ate all the time. Then I had my second and my third child and probably never got back down under the 156 and just kind of stayed there. And when I, you know, other programs, I was in the health and wellness profession. I was an athlete in high school and in college. So I've always, you know, read about, it was a dream of mine. I wanted to be an athlete. I wasn't good enough on the court to be an athlete, but in my mind, I wanted to be an athlete. I wanted to eat like one and look like one. Sure, I wasn't going to play NBA basketball, but at least I could look like an athlete. And I could accomplish that in any things I tried. You know, I read all the books and listened to the tapes. And maybe it was, I thought that because I had all this book knowledge that I could just do it. Well, I couldn't just do it for some reason. It wasn't till Lena's lifestyle and I got on that team of individuals and coaches who coached me along, showed me the way. I just, you know, I wanted to be independent, and in order for me to ask for help and to reach out to Lena's lifestyle was like telling myself and admitting to myself that I was dumb, I was stupid, I couldn't do it. There was something wrong with me. Why couldn't I succeed? I had all the book knowledge. Why couldn't I succeed? Why couldn't I do it? And things just all came together with Lena's lifestyle.
You know, you and I are about the same age, but we really are revealing our age now, which is kind of weird to say when we say we had all the books and tapes.
Yeah.
People our age and older will get it, but I mean, gosh, at some point, tapes, you know, that's just, they don't even exist anymore. Isn't that something? But
yeah.
That's a tangent we don't need to go down, but it did just strike me. It's just like, you know, I say the same thing, books and tapes. Coach Tom, bless his heart, you know, making the introduction, his head and heart are so much in the right place. And when he introduced you at that conference you both were at, because he's also a certified personal trainer, I think you'd agree that everything he told you was legit. Everything he told you was from the heart, and he even sending you the book. So I just think that's really cool that he did that. And I just want to mention it on this interview that it just strikes me that way. And Tom, if you're listening to this, thank you for doing that. And again, it just is so in line with what we know about him. You want to mention anything about that?
Just the fact that he sent me this book, I felt obligated to send him the money, but you know, It was his gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that he sees a little bit of the fact that I succeeded so well, that's my gift back to him, and I hope that's okay.
Oh, I think it's more than okay. And Tom's one of my very best friends, and I know for a fact that one of the greatest gifts you can give him for that is what you've done. So congratulations with that, and that's just great. But one of the things that strikes me is I want to hear how you feel about what you thought was true versus, say, what you know now. What I mean is, you had said signing up or joining boot camp with Leanness Lifestyle was in some ways like admitting to yourself the feeling was that you were dumb or that you were stupid or that you just didn't have what you should have, even though in your head at that time you thought, I have all the book knowledge I need. Now when you look back at those thoughts or feelings of especially, you know, because you know how I am about the saying, I know what to do, I just need to do it. It's such a common saying, I know what to do, I just need to do it. And I argue against that every day. What would you say about that and about how you felt or what you thought about what you knew versus what you learned?
Well, I didn't have to be perfect, and I didn't have to understand all the science. Sometimes all the book knowledge would get in the way because it was kind of overwhelming. And you would read one author, and they would tell you to do it this way. You'd read another author, it would be pretty much the same, but they'd tell you to do it this way. So at some point, it became confusing and overwhelming, too much stuff I had to master. Like I had to be perfect and good at all of it at the same time. And Leanness Lifestyle broke it down and made it real simple. In fact, I think it's kind of interesting that I really didn't change my exercise pattern. I did increase the number of days, and I did, you know, at times push myself harder. But I didn't really add more exercise or really increase the strenuousness, which I hate to even admit that because, of course, I do make my living with exercise. But it was about the food. I always thought in my back of my mind, I mean, my mom has been telling me this from day one. Oh, we eat good. We eat all the vegetables, all the fruit, and all the junk. You know, we like home-baked good food. So we ate everything and a lot of it. You can blame it on the fact that we're part Italian, you know, and family that ties in with food. That was my life, family and food. They're so tied together that actually was the biggest struggle for me with Leanness Lifestyle, is trying to separate that emotional part of food and family. And it was as if I had to change my ideals about what family was, because for me, family and food went hand in hand. We were thinking about, you know, lunch and dinner, and we were just now starting breakfast, and we were already planning lunch and dinner and how great it was going to be. We didn't go home and plan, oh, let's go golfing or let's go swimming or let's meet and, you know, do this race. It was all about the food.
Well, it's so enlightening to hear, you know, what you gained from the process. You know, in the end, you had a feeling or a thought prior to coming in that you already had the knowledge that you needed. But now as you look back at it with what you learned, did you really have the knowledge you needed, or did you gain more knowledge after participating in boot camp?
I definitely gained more knowledge. Some of the myths, the lies, the false information was replaced with things that really do work. I'm a living example of what works. Nobody loses 40 pounds in 5 months accidentally. I learned tons.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. You said it so well. But let's move on just a little bit, and let's give people a window into kind of what a typical day was like for you as you were shedding these 40 pounds in boot camp. There are days that will be better than how you're going to describe, and there will be days that aren't as stellar as you're about to describe. But if you would, share with the listeners what a typical day, nutrition-wise and exercise, was like while you were in boot camp.
I usually got up and had my breakfast around 8 o'clock. The breakfast was usually a meal replacement shake, simply because I didn't have to think, plan, or waste any time on it. I just grabbed it and left. Then I would usually go and do my exercise class, which might be walking 2 miles with seniors, so it wasn't extremely strenuous exercise, but it was a nice little walk. Then I would come back and have perhaps a large salad with a variety of vegetables. My favorite is spinach, a raw spinach salad with red onion and strawberries, maybe some grapes, and 3 ounces of chicken breast, maybe some radishes or some cauliflower with a fat-free raspberry vinaigrette. So that was lunch. And then around 3 o'clock, before the kids came home, I'd have a Greek yogurt and maybe a half a cup to a cup of raspberries, fresh raspberries. That was delicious. It was like having dessert. Then, pretty soon around 6 o'clock, dinner time would come, and might sit down to some fish, green beans, a little pineapple, maybe a potato. We were good to go until, 8 o'clock at night. Then I would have my last snack. It might be an apple and a piece of string cheese. And that typically was my day.
What was the hardest part about it?
Changing my mindset on the types of food, like breakfast especially. If I didn't do the meal replacement shake, I might have a cup of blueberries and 3 ounces of chicken breast. So to eat chicken for breakfast at first was kind of difficult, but I really enjoyed cooking ahead of time. Like in the afternoon, I might cook up 10 chicken breasts and then freeze them, and that really helped. And to this day, I can grab myself a chicken breast and a handful of blueberries or grapes or whatever I have in the fridge, and it's very satisfying, and I get the sweet tooth. The protein fills me up.
Well, I know that there are going to be people listening that are going to say, yeah, but where's the treats? Where's the junk food? Where's the fun food? Where's the whatever they call it? And I, of course, I asked you to describe a typical day. So what I want to ask you now is, did you have to give up all the foods that taste good to the average person listening? Did you have to give up what we call, splurge foods and so forth for, the 20 weeks that is boot camp? Or what did you do? And also, I'm going to make a part two to that. So one is, did you have to give up all those foods permanently for 20 weeks or even now? And then part two is, do any of the foods you just mentioned taste good?
No, I didn't have to give up all of those foods. Those special foods were saved for once a week, one meal a week. I usually saved it for like my date night with my husband. We'd go to a nice restaurant, and I would get those foods that I didn't normally eat at home and have a little treat.
What would that be for you, Sarah? Give someone an example, because they may look at your pictures and say she probably had a half a teaspoon of extra yogurt or something. So, what was a treat for you?
A filet and a baked potato, and then usually some type of a treat like a brownie, a bowl of ice cream, or a full fat latte. And then what was the last part of the question?
Does anything you're eating, anything you describe, taste good to you? Because people may look at some of those foods and go, I got to have the flavor. I've got to have the taste. And I guess I want to get a sense from you, during boot camp and now, how you feel about the taste and flavor of the foods you eat.
The things I eat now taste a lot better than the things I was eating before. We always ate a lot of chicken. Chicken was pretty boring. But now I just add red pepper flakes and some garlic. My taste buds, I don't know if they've changed. I think with taking all the junk out of my diet and food, I really get to taste what broccoli is supposed to taste like and what chicken is supposed to taste like. And I had sea bass for the first time, and that was extremely buttery and delicious, and I'm not a fish eater. So it's been fun to experiment and try new foods that maybe I've had these foods before, but they were so smothered and covered with junk that I didn't appreciate, real raspberries, fresh raspberries.
It's a common fear people have to, engage in the next venture for weight loss is, what's going to happen to the flavor of foods. But one of the things we know is true, and you talked about your taste buds changing, and yes, they have. In fact, they've become more sensitive now to the real flavor of food. And What people may not know is there's been something that's called hyperstimulation going on. And if they're eating too much junk food and too much processed food, their taste buds are consistently hyperstimulated to the point where anything that is more natural or anything that is healthier will taste bland and yuck and blah for a while. But after a while, the taste buds regain their natural sensitivity and the flavor of the healthier foods gets better and better and better. As the female grand champion, you were promised a prize in addition to just being the grand champion of $10,000. Did we honor that prize? Let me ask that first.
Yes, I got a wonderful check, and I deposited it. I can't wait to send it.
And it cleared and everything.
It sure did.
What's changed for you other than the physical?
I started out at 167, and I got all the way down to 127. I'm currently at 130.
By national standards, that's just incredible to stay within just a few pounds of where you were, you know, a few months back. So there's been a big physical change. How does that feel compared to where you were? How does it feel to be here, living here, compared to, you know, the 170?
I just feel overall better. And when I look in the mirror, I like what I see. I'm not hiding behind my clothes. I feel that when I'm up in front of a exercise class, talking to my seniors, I can tell them honestly, you know, what it's like to be healthy and to eat healthy and to exercise. I kind of like the full package right now.
I think a word you had mentioned during boot camp that you were looking forward to is authentic.
Right.
And beyond the physical and beyond, you know, the increased, you know, confidence and authenticity for being the personal trainer and leading groups of people through their own, you know, transformations like you do, in health and beyond. Has anything else changed for you for the better other than the physical? Anything outside of the physical realm since this transformation?
The emotional aspect, I'm a lot less stressed out, and I've learned to fill my cup up, keep my cup full, and a much better mom and wife because I'm taking care of me, doing the right things for my body so that I can help them. And
what would you say, you're obviously, like you said, you're a wife of, did you say 19 years?
Yes, 20 this November.
20 this November, and a mom to the three kids and all that. There are so many wives and moms listening who give and give and give to everyone else but themselves. And they get caught in this trap of believing they're doing the world, their family, and everything around them a great service by putting themselves last. Would you talk to those people for just a minute?
It's wrong. One thing I have started to do is I eat first. When my 3 hours are up or when I'm hungry, I eat first. If it's at 4 o'clock in the day, then I take care of me. And then when everyone else is ready for dinner, I'm a much more pleasant person. I can serve them and take care of them with a happy heart and a servant heart instead of being the one that is a little bit witchy and you know, complaining and yelling that, you know, oh, I do everything. Maybe my role has changed and I've had a, you know, I can just do it better because I'm not tired and hungry. And when you have 5 people in the house that are all tired and hungry, and they come together to have dinner at the same time, it's not pleasant. That's one thing that's really changed, and it's just made life better.
I like it. It's, you know, it's like the analogy, you know, we give when we, you know, we're looking at, you know, a trip on an airplane, and they always give the advice of put your oxygen mask on first, because you're no good to the people around you if you're out of oxygen and passed out.
Right.
So I really liked what you just said, you know, which is I eat first.
Right.
I just think that's great. So important that, you know, the wives and moms out there do put themselves first so that they can serve their families even better if that's the goal. It's a myth that putting yourself dead last and serving everyone else first is best for everyone else. And, you know, you said right off the bat, you said, well, it's wrong. And from all the people I've coached over a couple of decades, I just couldn't agree more. For a while, at least for a while, you've got to put yourself first so that you can give more to others, just like you're saying. Well, you were successful, you know, no doubt, no doubt whatsoever. Grand champion, $10,000 prize, graduate of the Bootcamp 14 20-week intensive. What advice would you give to the person who's on the fence? They're trying to decide if this is right for them. They're trying to decide whether they should even give weight loss another chance. They know they're not necessarily happy with wherever they are, but they've tried 50 other things. They've never heard of leanness lifestyle before. They're not sure about this Dave Greenwald and some boot camp thingy. What would you say to that person?
It's never too late, and it's so worth it. Just do it. Life is short, and you just need to do it. And if you fall down this time, get back up quickly and do it again. It's a process. Do it again until you get it right. Never give up. There are so many times that I have reached out to someone, thought this was the answer, this is the way it's going to be, I'm going to win this time, I'm going to make it this time, and instead I failed. I failed over and over and over. And I know that you've read these things in books, and there's success principles of life, and I knew them, but I was unable to get the job done. I was unable to try it again, pick myself up, try it again, pick myself up. I was getting sick and tired of doing that. I was done. But Coach Tom sent me the book, and I hit accept on my computer, and I have changed. I have won. I'm successful. I won before the end of the event, long before I was grand champion. I won long before that. I had so many little successes along the way. I got to try on my wedding dress on Mother's Day, and it fit. It was actually too big. I ran 3 miles with my two young boys. You know, a year ago, I just wanted to run 1 mile. I thought if I could just run 1 mile, jog 1 mile, that's it. Then I could lose the weight. If I could just jog 1 mile. And the money is not important. Sure, it was nice, but I just won in so many other ways. And it's because I didn't give up. I just kept taking the step forward. Keep moving forward till you get it right. And don't ever give up. Keep moving forward and you'll be successful.
Well, I tell you, that's really just outstandingly profound. And we're so very proud of you, Sarah, for being chosen by myself and 7 other assistant coaches who we have assisting me with these boot camps. We're just very, very proud of you. We're very proud of what you accomplished in boot camp, very proud of you for how you've continued on since. And we just look forward to continuing to, you know, watch your journey, watch your progress in maintaining and helping others. Congratulations once again on being a boot camp 14 graduate, on being the female grand champion for the 2011 boot camp, for the $10,000, and then, like you said, for all of the other things that are also wins and can definitely be classified as wins that you achieved along the way. I get it, and I hope that the listeners get it, and thank you so much. And I will at this point ask you, is there anything else that you want to add or to close, and I'll let you have the last word.
Well, I just want to thank you, Coach David, and all the other coaches. It was just so nice to go someplace where I was loved for who I was and where I was in my journey of life. I wasn't perfect by any means, and somehow they were able to reach out to me and listen to me and not judge me, but somehow cheered me out on and found my strengths and encouraged me. And I just owe it to you guys. I mean, you were a lifesaver. You changed my life in so many ways, and I'd like to think that I changed a lot of people. And you know, since then, I have one 73-year-old lady, and she jogged. You know, she's still overweight, but she jogged, and she would come up to me and tap me on the shoulder and say, "Sarah, guess what? I jogged today." And I was like, "Woohoo!" You know. I was trying to run a mile, and she was just trying to jog, you know, 20 yards. And that's just incredible. And then I have one other lady who I gave her a bunch of my old clothes. And, of course, she gave me homemade sugar cookies, which, of course, I couldn't refuse and had to have a couple. But I gave her clothes, and I told her, I said, Pat, isn't it great? Who would have known losing weight was so much fun? And so often I think about that and just have to smile to myself. And I am just so thankful and so blessed to have been a part of your team. And I just wish you guys the best and that you touch a lot of lives in the future.
Well, Sarah, so very well said. Thank you again so much for your time today and the interview. I know it's going to touch a lot of people's hearts and lives. And, you know, for more information, people can find us at lluniversity.com or leannesslifestyle.com. That's two N's and two S's in leannesslifestyle.com. And this is David Greenwalt. Thank you so much, Sarah. And we'll be keeping in touch. And for anyone listening, come in, become a member. You're welcome. When you do, I'm sure that you'll see Sarah, among many others, in and around the university site on our discussion lounge and so forth. So come in and let us help you. Let us get personal and let us help you sort things out, things that you might think you know but might need to be reframed. And when you do that, it's going to be incredibly powerful. And I know that together we can help you create the transformation that you're looking for. Sarah, thank you so much, and we'll see you on the inside.
Thanks.